Ready?
Go. Hey everyone, it's Heather Whaley.
Frank Whaley, Slappy Whaley, Slapface. Remember the most punchable face?
Yeah, Colin Jost wrote that as a book.
Ah.
That was the title of his book.
Oh, well, people have said that about me. They used to say that about me. I had a very punchable face. And,
Who do you think's more punchable, you or Colin Jost?
Me, of course. He's handsome.
Well, I also think that, well, I don't know, maybe he might, like, sue you or something if you punched him.
Nothing worse than a punch in the face, I'll tell you that much.
I've never been punched in the face. I've been slapped. I've been elbowed accidentally.
Yes, and it was an accident, and I didn't mean to do it. And when I slapped you, you deserved it, and I think you learned from it.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you what sucks. Year of the dog.
Wait, hang on a second. It's February 10th. I feel like I have to tell people the date so they know what time we're recording this in the log, in the captain's log. Yeah, Year of the Dog.
Interrupt me again.
Not
and you're
Year of the Dog.
Interrupt
Year
me.
Year of the Dog was a good
interrupt
movie.
Interrupt me again and you're going to get slapped.
Year of the Dog was a good movie starring Molly Shannon, written by Mike White.
That is neither here nor there. I'll tell you.
Power of the Dog
was
a shitty movie.
It was awful. And that got nominated for the Best Picture of the year.
It was beautiful to look at, but the story didn't start until 2 hours in. I fell asleep as soon as the plot kicked in. And then before I knew it, you guys were waking me up, and I was like, oh, my God, how much longer was it? And you said 5 minutes.
Beautiful to look at. I've had bowel movements that are better to look at.
Ew.
But I didn't
like
it.
What was worse was freaking Spencer with Kristen Stewart.
Well, that didn't get nominated for Best Picture.
For God's sake, the world's worst.
But that didn't get nominated for Best Picture.
She got nominated for Best Actress. Unwatchable. Right. And we were excited to watch it.
Who? Not me.
Your daughter and I.
My daughter, quote unquote. We think it's my daughter. I've been told it's my daughter. But the other best pictures, I'm just trying to find out what are the other best picture nominees? There's
Don't Look Up.
Yep.
See, everything's just on TV now, so I don't understand. Like, do things have to have a theatrical release to get nominated?
I think I'm not sure, but I think they probably had limited release. But haven't seen Belfast. I have no interest in Kenneth Branagh. I think he's boring as a motherfucker. Sorry.
I'll see Belfast.
Coda. Not sure what that is. Haven't seen it. Don't Look Up. I thought it was not very good. Hate to tell you. I know you loved it. Didn't care much for it.
I liked it, yeah.
Drive My Car.
I don't know what that is.
I believe it's a foreign language film. Dune. I mean, I saw the original Dune in the movies theater when I was, you know, 19. That blew. King Richard, Will Smith. If it's Will Smith in the lead, you know it's got to be quality. He said sarcastically. Licorice Pizza.
I want to see that one. We haven't seen that yet.
Nightmare Alley.
Haven't seen that.
Power of the Dog was a piece of shit. And West Side Story, I can only imagine, sucks. The big one. But I don't know. I mean, movies used to be good. What happened? What happened?
There were always bad movies, but there were at least like one movie a year would be good. What was the last movie that you saw that was a new movie that you really, really liked?
There was a new movie that I really, really liked?
Yeah.
Fuck if I know. I mean,
Moonlight?
I haven't.
Moonlight? Have you liked a movie since Moonlight?
I mean, there's
you
probably.
You loved Moonlight.
There's probably been a documentary or something like that I like, but I don't know. I can't really remember.
We watched a documentary last night about the New York Times obituary writers.
Very good movie.
It was very good, but why are so many obituary workers at the New York Times missing fingers? What's up with that?
The best documentary featuring missing fingers goes to Obit. In a bit of a down mood.
Yeah, I've got the blues.
I mean, things are looking up, you know. We're both busy. I'm working, you're working, everybody's working and everybody's happy, but
yeah, but I want to be making some fat stacks like Jesse Pinkman. I want fat stacks.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? I mean, you have the, you know, you're capable of making that money. I told you, if you start
I don't want the fat ass. I want the fat stacks.
If you you know, if I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. If you, you know, set your mind on, you know, sex work, you could make so.
This is not even enjoyable to me. You joking about that? That's how much of the winter doldrums I'm experiencing.
Just let me say one thing. I'm not going to say anything to disgrace you or disparage you or to make you embarrassed, but I will say some truths here.
Don't say something that you know is going to embarrass me.
I'm going to lay out.
It's going to make me just feel gross. Don't do it.
I'm going to lay out some truth serum.
I bet you're going to say something that I think is gross.
I'm going to pour some truth serum on you now.
Ew.
Okay. If you, you know, legally either sell, you know, a part of your sexuality.
Nudes?
Look, you have got the goods. If I had what you had, I'd be selling it all over town. I wouldn't give it away. I'd be selling it all over town. Okay? But as we were saying, in keeping with the down mood, I'm gonna tell you something that I was reading about that's kind of horrifying.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be uplifting. All right, hit me with the horrifying.
Well, a couple of things I was reading, I just can't fucking believe it. And, you know, I like to read about mishaps on airplanes. I hate flying.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I just, like, if flying's not bad enough, like, this guy on a flight from Newark to London was arrested on charges of raping a woman in business class.
In business class?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
While other passengers were sleeping.
Wait a minute. How did he...
I'll tell you right now. He forced himself on an unidentified woman, a fellow passenger who he didn't know previously, while other passengers slept on the nighttime United flight last week. A spokesman for London Metropolitan Police confirmed that the officers were there to arrest the man when the flight landed at Heathrow. And he's been released pending an investigation. Why would they fucking release this guy? Anyway, in a statement, the Daily Beast, the United Airlines, confirmed that the woman alerted the crew to the allegations, allowing them to inform the authorities. And a crew called ahead and notified the local authorities as soon as they became aware of these allegations. He would cooperate with law enforcement on any investigation. Now that, like, for me, like, a business class ticket is pretty damn expensive.
But what I'm confused about is, did he have a weapon or something?
It does. This article that I'm reading is going in details on how he did it. She was asleep. Maybe she was, you know, maybe some people take a sedative when they go to sleep, when they go on a plane. It was a transit. I don't know. I'm jumping to these conclusions. Somehow she awoke to this man accosting her, or realized that afterward. I don't know, but I don't know how anybody else on that plane couldn't have seen this happening in business class, whether you're asleep or not. I mean, come on. What the hell is it? Where's the flight attendant?
Yeah, I mean, she must have been really, really out of it or something. I have so many questions about this. This poor woman. You know, Donald Trump used to do that. He would accost people on airplanes.
Just reach
over and grab them. He likes to just grab them.
I'm sure this has happened quite a bit in the history of air travel. I'm sure many women, many a woman has been, you know, because what are you going to do?
Scream?
Guess so. Yeah, exactly. But on this flight, where the hell was?
Hey, listen, that's the quickest way to get bumped up to first class. Hello.
Well, that was my point. Like,
I've been assaulted in business.
Like you a business class ticket from Newark to Heathrow is expensive as hell. They're going to throw in like a sexual assault on me while I'm come on.
We're not making jokes about sexual
assault. This is not it. I'm not joking. I'm like, damn. You know, I thought it was bad, like, cuz they don't give hot towels out anymore. Like, fine, but just don't sexually assault me.
Oh.
The other worst story, one story worse than that I was reading about, this guy in Oregon and his brother, they're trying to ward off a bear.
Jesus.
from their house. So they went out. And while he was preparing his gun, loading his gun, he accidentally shot and killed his brother.
Is that just what he's saying?
He's not saying anything because he called 911, told dispatchers that he had accidentally shot his brother while loading a gun because there was a bear on their property.
Likely story, and the bear's not there anymore, right?
This was in...
Why do they have to shoot the bear anyway? If they're inside, just stay inside and take a picture like a normal person.
This was in Sunny Valley, Oregon. But while the deputies were on their way, this man shot himself in the head.
Oh, so this is telling me he shot his brother on purpose, and then he's like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. There's going to be some kind of evidence.
I didn't think of that, but you're probably right.
Yeah, well, first of all, you don't see a bear in your yard. You live in Oregon. There's going to be bears in your yard all the time. You don't run out with a freaking shotgun. If we had a bear in our yard, we would say, get the dog inside, and we'd all take pictures of it and put it on Instagram. That's what a normal person does.
Well, there's your two horrifyingly down, horrible stories for the week.
Well, I heard your horrible story about the guys and the bear, and I'm going to hit you with another horrible. This is a truly horrible story, okay?
Go ahead.
So that's a trigger warning. Brace yourself. This involves dogs. This is not a happy story at all. A team of sled dogs training for the Iditarod were attacked by a moose while on a snow-covered trail.
It's not so bad.
Nope. Bridget Watkins said, this has been the most horrific 24 hours of my life. She said the kennel on a hill mushing team was on a 52-mile run when the bull moose charged. As he charged me, I emptied my gun into him and he never stopped. I ran for my life and prayed I was fast enough to not be killed in that moment. He trampled the team and then turned for us and charged us humans who sought refuge beside our machine. What's the machine? Like a snow machine? That's what they call it, right? Like a snowmobile? He stopped a mere 2 feet in front of our snow machine. She was able to cut 6 of the dogs on the team free, but the moose went back to the team, attached to her sled, and trampled them over and over. It lasted for an hour. That's horrible.
Well, I guess... I guess we could say this. I guess we could put it, you know, put it, weigh it against, you know, excuse me.
You all right?
I'm fine, Heather. It just went down the wrong way. I was drinking. I was drinking from an old can of Red Bull that I found in the back of the refrigerator.
Oh.
But I guess I'd put it to you this way. What would you rather have or see or witness or hear about? An innocent woman being raped in business class. A dude shooting his own brother. I know you have your suspicions. Whilst trying to ward off a bear and then being so unfathomably sorrowful, shooting himself in the head. Or a damn moose out there in the wild trampling a bunch of dogs.
So I think in terms of like which is the worst, I would say the one about the brothers is the least worst. I don't know about which I would rank for being the worst, the woman or the sled dogs.
Let's face it, a woman being raped in business class is worse than any moose trampling a dog.
Do you want to know what you're supposed to do if a bull moose charges at you? This is like the dumbest thing I've ever read.
I know the answer to this.
What?
Call your agent.
Well, oh my God. So this is the really helpful advice they're giving here at ABC News. Number one, run away as fast as possible. Oh, really? You think so? Number two, get behind a large tree, rock, or other object. Oh my God. If you are knocked down, get up quickly. Oh, that's smart. I wouldn't have thought of that one. If injured, seek immediate medical attention. Oh, thanks so much for these helpful hints, ABC News.
You know what I'd do? I'd get my camera phone out and take a picture of that bull moose's penis. Have you ever seen a bull moose's penis? Seriously. That's why when we were in grade school, we used to say, your mom sucks moose. Beep.
I just realized that I said at the beginning of this that it's February 10th. Today is February 10th because we are recording the podcast that we're going to post tomorrow today. We've never really done that before, have we? Because you're going to be working tomorrow. Do you want to tell people what you're working on?
A railroad.
Yeah, Frank's been working on the railroad.
No, I don't
want to
tell
anybody. All the live
long day. I don't give a damn about nothing.
Anyway.
And you can quote me on that, folks.
So, have a good weekend. Monday is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Get all your Valentines in order. Why don't you send your Valentine a cameo from Frank Whaley, America's Sweetheart?
You should do that. That would be great. And you know,
he could propose to someone for you or break up with them.
If you don't do that, you're out of your fucking bull moose penis mind.
This is not very good podcast content.